Oh, he's there. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Everything he's ever told you before this morning, he's lied. But you shall have peace. You shall have joy. You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. And mother, the devil is a liar. Your sons and your daughters shall be saved, set free, and delivered. Because when he shook your belly, the Bible says that the fruit of your womb is blessed. Oh, you need to speak it out of your mouth right now. Say it now. Because the Lord has shaken me again, I'm alive in my spirit. I'm alive in my mind. I'm alive to the things of God. The word of God is coming alive in me right now. I'm alive. I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I will rejoice and be glad. I feel it. I feel like I'm calling somebody from a deep cave this morning. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on, the Lord got your hand. He's leading you this morning out of the depression from yesterday. Thank you, Jesus. He's leading you out of your prison sheets. He's leading you out of every defeat. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Satan, the Lord rebuke you today. He's shaking me again. Come on. Up. You're going through this day with the victory. You're going through this day with power. You're going through this day under the anointing. You're not going through defeated. Wherever you are, woman, wherever you are, man, woman, if you're in the kitchen with the children, while you're fixing the breakfast, while you're combing your hair, while you're putting your clothes on, man, stop right there and give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Because when praise is slow up, hey, your blessings will come down. He's shaking you again. He's shaking you again. You're walking on the track this morning. Hey, you're on the exercise. equipment today. He's shaking you again. He's shaking you again. The Lord God Almighty, He's shaking you again. Hey, hey. Oh, I know you can feel it. 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 I know you can feel the glory of the Lord. I know the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Oh God, that man in the prison, that woman behind the prison door, the devil may have thought he got you incarcerated, but the devil ain't got your mind. The devil ain't got your spirit. There's freedom in the spirit. Hey, come along, come along. He's right there. He's right there. He's right there. He's shaking you again. Every church, shake us again. Every hospital, only you can. Shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can. Only you can.
Bless you and you and me this morning. I truly believe that the Spirit of the Lord is ready to shake some things in your life. I truly believe that it's some things is about ready to be shaken. Amen. Things of the world, things, my God, that we've been holding on to, things that we've been keeping on to. I truly believe that we are coming into a season to where things, my God, going to be shaken off your life. But I have a question. Are you going to be willing to allow God to shake everything out of your life that He cannot use, is not good for you? He's been trying to shake out of your life for a very long time. I understand, amen, that even in dysfunctional, you could get used to operate in it, amen. Then it becomes your norm. But I'm telling you right now, it doesn't have to become your norm no more, amen. God wants you to be thou made whole in the name of Jesus. I just give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who the head of our lives, amen. And I thank God for every one of you. What a week we've been having, amen. We on Wednesday now. This is our third day, even, my God, in the morning session. This is our third day My God, even on the afternoon session this afternoon, what a Lord, you know, the blessings that God has been doing, individuals been getting set free, delivered, amen, just redoing their foundation so they can build a successful prayer life with the Spirit of the Lord. I'm telling you right now, I hope, my God, that you've been growing in Christ and you're growing into the things of Christ. You should begin to see and feel your spirit and yourself getting stronger, amen, and you should have to take on a positive aspect on different things, especially what evangelists been giving us in the morning time. I'm telling you, saints of God, it's very important for us to keep growing in Christ, keep growing into the things of God. Well, Apostle Paul will put it, amen, we got to keep growing in the things of God. We want to keep moving. We don't want to never get to the place that we don't arrive and we feel as though we got everything together and we got everything that we need. You never want to get into that place, because is it inside of God or inside the kingdom of God? It's infinity, amen. It's going to take us forever and ever and ever and ever to learn, to understand the different things that is moving in the kingdom of God. But I truly believe, but while we are here, right here, the Spirit of the living God, my God, going to take you to where you need to be. Listen, I don't want to take up too much time. If our very own Mother Jackson's on and need her to press one, amen, then we get into intercession, then we get into prayer, then the verse, next voice that you are going to hear is our very own evangelist elect leader, amen. So God bless all of you, because God is good, and his mercy endured forever. And I just want to thank God for what he is doing. Father, you are awesome, and we just give you the glory. This morning we declare and we are decreeing for the things that you instilled into us and you're pouring inside of us. This morning, God, we don't even want to come into a form of asking for you to come and do something for us, but we want to come and operate in our jurisdiction right as sons and as daughters. And we want to come in a form of commanding. We want to command the different things that is already authority given to us. We commanding our peace today. We are commanding every blessing that you have for us. We are commanded. We are speaking in that the blessings that you have for us, that it will come to us right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that you instill for the day to be, God, we are commanding. We are asking for it to come right now. Amen. We thank you, God, that this morning, my God, we are speaking and putting on the fruits of the Spirit. We are putting on and having our mindset directly into a place of joy, a place of peace, a place of success. Amen. We are commanded and we are speaking that our minds will not be in a place of idle. We will not be an idle today, but yet we're going to go into a place of moving forward with our life, moving forward with different things. And if it calls us to make decisions that it doesn't feel good within us, we have to do what we have to do to keep going and excelling within you. No longer we're going to be in the place of worrying about our feelings and how we feel about things and what's going to hurt us, what's going to bother us, but we worrying about the more so what is good for us. And taste and see that the Spirit of the Lord is good. So God, we thank you. We thank you that you never see, you never, my God Almighty, the seed never begged for bread, nor, my God Almighty. And we thank you as you allow us to grow in you and grow into grace and grow into righteousness. Amen. We thank you, God, that as we begin to allow, it brings us closer within you. It don't bring us with a haughty spirit, or it don't bring us with a boasty spirit, a spirit of pride, a spirit of arrogance. God, we thank you that it's going to be bringing us closer within you. Not only that it's going to bring us closer within you, but everything that is connected to us, God, even in our homes, our families, our children, automatically that is going to be bringing close to them. They are not going to understand or know that what is bringing close to them. So, God, we thank you. We thank you because of our relationship and growing within you and growing into Christ. The enemy that we've seen on yesterday or the enemy that we've seen whenever is not going to happen again because our growth with inside of you. So therefore, God, we will always give you the glory and give you the praise. So we command in the name of Jesus, the enemy doesn't have no jurisdiction right to hold whatever blessings that you have for us today in captivity into a place of delay, into a place of isolation. So, God, we speak it in the form of the atmosphere as well, that what you have for us, we command the adversary to release it. We command the adversary, don't even look at it. Don't even smell it. Don't even try to touch it. Don't even come near to it. Because what God has for me, it is for me. Or in this case of this morning, what God has for us, it is for us. So, God, we thank you, and we will give you the praise. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you, Apostle. God bless everyone that's on the broadcast this morning. And we're just thankful and faithful because guess what? It's a new day. A new day brings forth newness. You're walking into something new. It's the dawn of morning. You're not dragging the past in with you. You've left it into yesterday. You have a new beginning to get things right, a new beginning to sit and declare and decree your and command your morning, knowing because we've already established the things that you need, trust, faith, that you can, your mouth, your spoken words, your positive words can move mountains, can change your direction, can do all great things. So with that being said, the question is, have you commanded your morning? And what was the commanding? What are you declaring and decreeing? What are you trusting and believing that will be different today than it was yesterday? Again, that will be different today than it was yesterday. You know, we have to remember morning is a fresh start, even if it's prophetic or prompting. Even if you are speaking over your life, you are encouraging your own self. This is not, when we're declaring and decreeing, we are talking about self. We are talking about self. I'm talking about self. I'm declaring and decreeing. I'm determining how my day is going to be. I felt the need to put that out there. I know that we have community prayers. We have community things. But when you're getting up and you're talking to God, because that's still what you're doing. You're talking to God. You're just using your God-given authority. And when you get up and you command your morning, there are endless possibilities of God unfolding truth designed to reveal greatness inside of you. Morning, getting up and commanding your morning is also giving you a chance to cultivate the gifts that you have been given by God. It's also an opportunity for you to fulfill a purpose, for you to maximize your potential, to start all over again. It's morning. Start a new day. Start a new beginning. Change your mind. Change your thoughts. Don't sit and drag your past and dreary memories into your future. You have a bright new dawn. Why? Because God said so. He asked Job, did you command your morning? It's not something that's just being made up. It's biblical. It's scripture. So that's what you need to do. Every morning, this point on, you know that you have the ability to change your cycle. You know that you have an ability to move forward. You know that. And with that being said, we know that Jesus is the light. Yesterday we touched on illumination, and I use the analogy of it like it being an atomic bomb, something so bright, something so big, something just so endless. And today I'm saying the word of God says that Jesus is the light. And once you remember that, you should also know that there's never a reason, once you identify that Jesus is the light of the world, you shouldn't have to walk in darkness. If you choose to walk in darkness, that's because it is exactly what I said, your choice. You don't have to walk around with vain imaginations, strongholds, and stress, being in a stressful situation, depressed, angered, hatred, having jealousy. If you command your morning, say, let there be light, and that light illuminates and radiates throughout your day, you are meditating on the great things. You're meditating on the light. You're meditating on the things that you have already, your insight, your strategic plan. Nothing negative. You don't have to deal with negative things. Focus this. If the word of God said and say Jesus is the light, your focus is you should want to be in that light at all times. If Jesus is being, he's the light, and he's walking with you because he resides in you, then you should want to illuminate, be able to illuminate yourself as well. And the Jesus is the light, that concept is very, very important. And I say that because in Genesis, in the beginning, we know that the earth was dark and it was without void. But guess what? God thought his spirit was all over the place. He didn't complain about it, about the earth being in a chaotic state. What he did, instead, he commanded, let there be light. That same concept applies to us today. When you are in a dark space and you do, and please, please do not let yourself sink into a dark hole. Exercise your God-given authority and command your morning by speaking the word, let there be light. So the things around you can be illuminated. When you command your morning and you wake up to a full, you just wake up to new, to things that you can't even imagine. You wake up, God gives you, commanding your morning allows you to get insight, wisdom, understanding. Your discernment gets sharpened. You can see things that you couldn't see before. I know there's been situations where I see it all the time. I'm driving down the road twice a week, and I'm a visual person, and I love the land. I love cows, and I can pass by something every week, same route, never a change. And God will tell me, look over there to your left, and I can see something so bright that I did not see before. Why? Because I'm allowing God to see for me. As time goes on, I'm chopping off negativity. I'm chopping off things that is hindering me. I'm taking baggage off of my bag, and I'm replacing it with God's life. Like, I'm replacing it with spoken words. I'm seeing things that I want in my near future, and I'm speaking those words as if they were. I'm not sitting and I'm not staying in my dark place. Once you grasp, not hear it, not see it, but grasp, consume that Jesus is the light and he is an illumination, the blindfolds will come off of your eyes. The scales will just start leaving immediately, suddenly. But you have to realize that Jesus is the light. And with that light, it's a vast illumination. And when you are wandering around, when you are overwhelmed, when you are having suicidal thoughts, when you are angry, when you are getting ready to let negative words come out of your mouth, stop and say, let there be light. There will be insight. There will be a revelation. You will sit and say, okay, aha, this does work. You know why? You're speaking, let there be light. Is reminding you who the light of the world is, reminding you that you want to be in his presence. You want to be in that illumination when he's being glorified. So now the mind shifts from the negative to the positive to a want, a healthy want, not a want of something that's going to later harm you, something that's going to later hurt you, but a want that will place you within eternity, a want that you know when things are not going right, that want is there to keep you, and that want turned into a need. We need the light. We need the illumination. We need Christ to be the light of our life. I want to go to the book of Isaiah 58:8. And what Isaiah 58:8 says, and this is King James Version, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. It says that light will break forth as the morning. We've already established what the morning is. That is awesome. And you, the Lord, shall be thy reward. That's just what I just got finished stating, that you want to be in the presence of the Lord. You want to be in that illumination. You want to be where he's being glorified. You want to be there with him. You want the Lord to be thy reward. The concept of illumination, let there be light, this is what God gives you every single morning. He wants to talk with you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to be able to illuminate your life. I'm going to ask you the question, what illumination or insight have you received this morning from God? Have you talked with God? Have you walked with God? Have you stopped long enough to command your morning and then wait for the answer? Or were you just hastily, you just moved on, you got up, you forgot the light of your world? Or did you remember? Did you talk to him? Did you give him his honor? Did you commune with him and then wait and ask God? Did you wait and sit and say, God, let there be light. Let there be light. And then did you tell him, did you command your morning and let him know what you wanted for yourself today? What you're wanting for yourself, Father, I'm commanding that you use me today to be a blessing to somebody. Who would you want me to bless today, Father? Where would you want me to go today, Father God? Where do you want your spoken word to go, Father God? Where do you want your illumination to shine today? Which part of the earth, Father God? What store, Father God? What, where, what, how? Where do you want? Did you do that? If you didn't, I suggest that when this broadcast is over, you go. But let that be that be the first thing that you do in the morning. Let that be your plan of action. Let build your day off of what you're commanding your atmosphere to be. You need, and as I said, you need to do this every single morning. You can declare and decree and ask God to give you insight about your job, about your marriage, about your children, about your health, about every single thing, anything that you're having a problem with, that you're not understanding. Every single morning, let there be light. Then command your atmosphere. Remember, God is going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you knowledge. He's going to give you insight on the things that you need for your day-to-day living. Trust the light of the world. Trust him. He has never failed us yet. His word never comes back void. Trust him. Another thing is commanding your morning will do, it will help you take the mystery out of life and living just by commanding your morning. So when there are things that you don't understand, when you down, you weary, you worried, you don't know what the future holds. You don't know where different things are coming from. You don't know. But commanding your morning is giving God the opportunity to share with you, to help you get to the next phase, to take all of those negative things off, and knowing that God is there with you to carry you through. I would like to go just to tie these things in and to let you know what the spoken word can do. In Genesis 1:2-4, it says, "The Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." The words that we speak are forces of energy. And Albert Einstein had a concept. He put it together, and it was energy equals mass times the speed of light. Energy and matter is interchangeable. Albert Einstein's concept was proven. It is written. It is in the Bible. Hebrews 11:1-3 proves this concept. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." If you sit, and again, if you grasp that, you should have a Holy Ghost shouting morning. You should be shouting right now, because his concept, a man's concept, not a man that the Bible speaks of, a man that sat and put his concept, and then you have scripture to sit and you come and you put it together. If you take hydrogen, what he was talking about, the speed, the time, the mass, all of that. But we're going to use hydrogen and oxygen. You can't see hydrogen, you can't see oxygen, but when you put them together, you see what? You see water. When your words and your faith come together, you will receive a manifestation. 2 Corinthians 4:18 states, "While we look not at the things which are seen, things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." God has proven that. God has proven that. He has proven that the things which are not seen are eternal. The things that are here, the things that you are seeing, they are temporal. But the things that which are not seen, they are eternal. They are eternal because God created them. He created them with a spoken word. Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quicketh the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. God spoke things, he spoke them as if they were, as let there be light, there were light. Let me form the heavens were formed. So let us put everything that I just said, let's put that together so we can have a home run for today. We can drive this faith that the things that are not seen, God spoken word. When you put faith and word together, a manifestation comes together. Let's put all of that together. In Genesis 2, 1 through 4, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. These are the generations of heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day of the Lord, God made the earth and the heavens. I got a question for you. How did God make the earth and the heavens? He didn't create Adam until I think it was verse 6. There was no man on earth. There's nothing in scripture up until that point. So how did God make the heavens and the earth? How did God line everything up? How did God sit and have the tree, put the trees together, the different oceans, the different beds of water? How did God do that? God did that with a spoken word. He didn't have anybody here to till the land. He didn't have anybody to sit and pick up these plants and dig a hole and pot them in there. He didn't have bulldozers to clear the land. He didn't have someone to sit and say, put this here. Let me take my hands and let me help you. God's spoken word is what formed creation. And God was able to rest. But God, seventh day, he rested. He rested from what? The spoken word. He rested from what came out of his mouth. He rested not anything physical except the exertion of speaking word. Let there be light. Let there be man. Let there be this. Let there be there. Guess what? Because we are created in the image of God, we have the same exact authority to do so. We have the authority to decree and declare things over our life. That's why it is so important to speak life into your situation. It is so important when you have those dry bones, when your bones are just laying there, you speak to those bones. When you reckon with pain, you speak to those pains. When problems come your way, you sit and you speak to those things. God has shown us that the spoken word is the most powerful thing. How do you know that, Nita? Because the world was created. So what do I do about it? I speak life into situations. I'm always telling my husband, we can't speak negative. When your knees hurting, stop saying that your knees hurting. Speak positive. Yes, it's their physical. It's their physical. But at the same token, stop speaking it. What, the more you speak it, the more you think in it, the more in your mental it starts hurting worse. Situations that happen on my job, I don't sit and let the community that I deal with sit and allow them to talk to me about negativity unless it's something that I need to help with. I don't want to speak about the past, because God has let me know that there's a future that I can sit and change my destiny. How? By spoken words, by decreeing and declaring that this thing is going to change, by decreeing and declaring that that thing is going to change. People, it is written in the Bible. This is not no hocus pocus stuff. This is not something that man has set and made up. God has given his allowed people to use the divine gifts that he has given them. And they, and revelations are setting forth. God is allowing you to know and see you don't have to sit and live in poverty. You don't have to sit and feel like a defeated foe all the time. You don't have to sit and have vain imaginations. You don't have to sit and walk around your back and look around your back and say, oh, where's the fiery dots by night? I know Satan is doing this. I know Satan is doing that. You command your atmosphere. You tell Satan to get up under your feet. You bind the things on earth as it is in heaven. How are we doing these things? By spoken words. God loves us so much that a revelation has came forth. It's new to some. It may be old to some. But the fact of the matter is we got situations that's going on right now that you need to be decreeing and declaring. I can sit and tell you all this. A couple of years ago, and my family can attest to this, I was literally walking around with an oxygen tank. I prefer to die instead of walk around me, a mother that'll get out and play basketball and do this and challenge you and do things instead of walking around. But you know what? I was a Bible reader. I can't tell you that I was a Bible doer. But on this day, when God took me where Hezekiah sat and he turned his face to the wall, he had got a prophecy saying that he was going to die with his sickness. He wasn't going to recover. I turned my face to the wall, and I started bringing those spoken words out to God, reminding him of things. Father, I've always loved your children. I've always did this. I know I've done this in the past, Father God, but Father, I declare, I said, I declare and decree, I shall live and not die. I spoke those words to God with a pure and genuine heart, realizing that I had the authority to do so, not knowing what I know on today, but knowing enough from reading an example in the Bible that God can and will change things if you talk to him. If you have an open and clean heart, he can sit, and he will, not he can, he will sit. I'm a living testimony. I'm up walking now. I shall live and I shall not die. I shall run like deer with hind feet. You know why? Because God heard my plea. God heard my decree. He heard my declaration, and he raised me up from the bed. And guess what? I tell the testimony, but I sit and tell you this. I don't tell the testimony for sympathy. I don't pat on my back. I tell the testimony because God spoke at me, speaking the words of God to God, declaring and decreeing what I wanted with my life. And God raised me up. I sit and say to you, saints, it is so important, the spoken word. The spoken positive word, the spoken genuine word, is the word that's going to take you to the next level in your life. the words that's going to allow you to walk with Christ so you can reap the reward, so you can reap the benefit. So I tell you, I charge you on today, start speaking to those dry bones. Start speaking into the atmosphere. Put work behind it. The work is speaking. The work is declaring and decreeing. Don't do it just today. Don't do it just tomorrow. Make it be a way of life. Practice it every single day. Get you a journal. Start journaling the things that you see changing in your life because of the spoken word. I promise you that you will not regret it. I declare and decree on this day that your life will change based on the fact that you know that God's spoken words change things, that you know that God hears the heart. He examines the heart, that you know that you can change your negative into a positive, that you don't have to sit and dwell in your mess, that God is a mind regulator. And on today, he has regulated your mind. In Jesus' name, over to you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank God for them evangelists, amen, giving us some tools of unspoken words. Thanks to God. Listen, you know, and one of the things for your words to come powerful, you got to have a vision. Please have a vision. She spoke about the vision, amen, pertaining to even with the Lord when he created the heaven and the earth. He had a vision what he wanted. He just didn't go out there, my God, and just say, well, I speak to this, I speak to that, I speak to that. No, he had a vision, amen. He had a plan. He had a strategy. And once he had that vision, that plan and strategy, he began to pursue, attack, and he began to speak it. Get a vision. Make sure you have a vision for your life, regardless of whatever it is. Many of you need to revise your vision. You need to get back into your vision. And that way, when you're getting up, you are speaking from the vision. You are speaking to the vision. You are speaking what the things that God done promised. I don't know. It don't matter how old you are. Some of you probably say, well, Pastor, I'm up in the age now to where I don't live my life. Well, you live your life great. You know, you don't live your life great. And I'm glad you have lived your life, amen. But at the end of the day, we got some other youth. We got some other young people. We got some other people that you could pour into. You could get a vision that, you know, instead of me complaining about a generation that is coming, that they probably be rebellious, God, give me somebody. You know, I reminded of that movie of War Room. You know, that elder mother, she just praying and looking for somebody to teach how to pray, teach to go into the closet, in the secret closet, and build them a closet of prayer and a closet of war. She didn't sit around and complain about this generation, that generation, they don't got this, they so disrespectful, that disrespectful. Maybe what you're seeing is a lack of teaching, a lack of education, because individuals don't know about having a vision for their life, having structure, and begin to speak life in a family. So get a vision and begin to operate in your vision. Begin to speak. Begin to draw. Begin to help. Begin to help develop. Don't be the source of the problem because of your complaining. If you ain't doing nothing about the problem other than complaining about the problem, you are being the problem. Amen. And you just don't want to be sit there and be the problem regardless of what goes on in your life. You want to be the solution of the problem. And the solution of the problem, they speak with authority. They speak it. Even the Bible declares about it. When Jesus, when the Lord created the heaven and earth, the Bible declares that the Lord, the earth came with a void. A void happened on the earth. Amen. What God didn't do, he did not complain about the problem. He became the solution of the problem. See, he moved up on the face of the deep, and guess what? The void had to go. He had to go because he came the solution to the problem. So we declare and we decree this morning, I stand in agreements with evangelists, that we are going to become the solution to the problems by speaking those things out. Amen. We're not going to be the problem and the negativity and see the negativity. So get a vision. It don't matter how old you are. Get a vision. Find someone that you can begin to help and mold, regardless if it's one individual. That one individual will probably reach out to thousands of individuals in their lifetime. You are already changing cultures. You're changing generation. You're changing history for individuals. Let's be begin to be solution to the problem, and let's begin to speak into the vision. Get a vision, my God, with a vision. Write it down. Amen. Make it plain. That way you can go ahead and move on. That's the foundation of this morning. Commending your morning. You commending your morning with the vision. And you got to have a vision. Let's move forth. Amen. What is the vision for your life, brother? What is the vision for your life, sister? You know, don't be out there just floating and free balling, because the air or the airs of the world be able to blow you to 2 and 4. You'll get all kinds of stuff in you to be blow 2 and 4 because you're too busy trying to find yourself. Get a vision. Get a plan. I don't care if they say the plan is unrealistic. That plan ain't going to work. At least you got something. And as you keep moving on, you'll be able to pick it up. Listen, we just thank God for you once again, ADM family. We thank God for you once again. Listen, my God, if you haven't been on 8 o'clock evenings, my God, it's been a power pack. It's been a blessing. My God, we've just been pouring out. And I'm telling you, it is a blessing. So you come on. We're going to be dealing with phase three tonight. It's just been a blessing to where we're helping building a solid foundation, a prayer, an intercession from the ground up. But we could be successful. I truly believe that God called all of us into a prayer life to where the prayer life is successful. It's not because I'm a pastor, bishop, or whatever. It's because we are sons and daughters. We have this DNA, and because we have his DNA, that's why I can get up in the morning, declare and decree according to the vision, according to the plan, according to the promise that he blessed me with. I can speak it, and it shall happen in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. We thank God for you. Speak your morning. Whatever you don't put out there in the atmosphere, that's what's going to come back to you. So I hope you spoke blessing, because blessing is going to come back to you. You don't need me to open up the line, or evangelist open up the line to speak the blessing for you. He says, I give you the power of life and death. It's in your tongue. Amen. It's in your tongue. Begin to speak it. Thank God for you. See you back tonight at to this evening at 8 p.m. God bless all of you.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great.
Nobody greater than Jesus.
Nobody greater than Jesus.